My little puppy was so scared until I held him. I think he liked that, and he calmed down.
Your dog trusted you to stay with him, and you can trust Jesus to stay right by your side, too. You're tuned in to the one and only Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Do you get worried sometimes when you have to go somewhere by yourself, like to a new school or to the doctor's office? One thing that always helps me is to remember that no matter where I go, Jesus is always right by my side. Even though I can't see him, I know he's there because he promised to never leave me. Just take a listen to Isaiah chapter 41, verse 13. For I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Our story today is called Holding Hammy. Nia's mom was finally letting her get a dog. She was so excited, even though she knew her mom was only letting her get the dog because Nia was sick. But she was still happy to get a pet. On the way home from picking out the little beagle that she had named Hammy, Nia frowned. The dog sounded almost like he was crying. Hold him, Mom said. See if that makes him feel better. Nia picked up the little puppy and held him close. It's okay, Hammy. Right away, the dog calmed down. As Nia walked into the hospital the next day for surgery, she nervously looked up at her mom. I don't want to go back there alone, Mom. I'm scared. Mom looked down at her with sad eyes. I know it's scary, sweetie. Please come with me, Nia said. Mom shook her head. I can't. Nia's eyes filled with tears. I'm scared, Mom. I know. Mom tugged her over to a bench in the hospital hallway. She sat down and ran her fingers through Nia's hair. Remember how things were in the car yesterday? Remember how Hammy was whining because he was scared? Nia nodded. Think of God holding you like that. Mom put an arm around Nia's shoulders. I can't go back with you when you go into the operating room to have your surgery, but God can. Jesus is always with you because you trust in him. He'll never leave you. Nia stared down at the floor. It wasn't the same. Her mom pushed to her feet and took hold of her hand. Let's go get you checked in. But Nia didn't want to go, but she walked with her mom anyway. Soon it was time for her to leave her mom and go back for her surgery. With tears flooding her eyes, she thought of Hammy. She closed her eyes as she lay on the bed without her mom, and she imagined her dog snuggling against her chest. Nia drew in a breath. Jesus is always with me, she whispered. When I'm scared, he is holding me, just like I held Hammy. So how about you? Do you ever have times when you're scared or feel alone? Maybe when you're at the doctor's office or heading to a new school? Did you know that God is always with you, even in those times? Jesus promises never to leave you. He'll help you through every tough situation you face. And even though you feel scared, remember that God is holding you. Trust him to take care of you. Our key verse is Isaiah 41:13.
For I'm the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you.
And our key thought today, let God hold you. I love to hear from listeners like you. So if you ever have a question about God, the Bible, or anything else, you can send it to me. I'll do my best to answer right away. Plus, every time a new issue of the Keys for Kids print devotional comes out, we include some of the questions we receive from kids like you. So send them my way. Just go to keysforkids.org/heyzach. I'm Zach. Thanks for joining me today on Keys for Kids.